Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, the change of leaders in the Greens, this has all been quite intriguing as to what's been going on here, because Christine Milne has been denying that she was pushed.
Senator Milne, were you in any way encouraged or even forced to stand down?
No.
No.
I tell you, you need a crowbar to get people out of this job, no. Usually, and Christine has done what very few leaders do, and that's go out on her own terms.
Okay. Mm. They literally send them out to pasture in the Greens, she's going.
Good thing about it is that she's gone.
Mm. Not a fan?
Oh, no, not in the least.
Wasn't the fixer?
Not in the least.
I like him, though, from what I've seen so far.
Do you? I don't know too much about him. He seems to be, I mean, anyone would be more sensible. Winnie the Pooh would be more sensible than Christine Milne. Fair dinkum.
Well, the stuff I've heard him talking about, it seems it's very succinct, and it seems to be stuff that I'm interested in, and I can imagine other Australians are interested in as well, and the fact he's a doctor and all that, I think people are going to like and listen to him.
I'm quite disappointed, actually, that he is in there. I was desperately hoping what's her name?
Sarah Hanson Young.
A never endless source of entertainment.
Mate,
she
couldn't get her own vote. Endless. She couldn't convince herself to vote for her. Oh, they did the rounds and they've had a look at the tally and they thought, Hanson Young here's got a big duck egg next to her name. Yeah. Look, didn't you vote for yourself? Yeah, oh, no, couldn't even convince myself of that.
In fact, I rang George and I said, George, they're coming up for a vote. Let's cross everything, fingers, legs, arms, that hyphen gets in. A never-ending source of entertainment and one-liners. She's a genius.
And it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Now, what about this? Drew Carey hosts the American version of The Price is Right, and a contestant has won a sauna and a treadmill, with the minor issue being that she's wheelchair-bound.
I'm so excited right now.
I thought you'd never get up here, man. You were close a couple times.
Yeah, I was so close.
But here she is. George, what do we got for her?
Couple of prizes, Danielle. We've got a treadmill and a new sauna.
Not sure what she's planning to do with the treadmill.
You think the producers would go, okay, we might swap those prizes around, wouldn't
we? You think they would make a split-second decision and give her a lifetime ticket to the theatre or...
Something
where she could go in a wheelchair, but... What, a walking machine?
How embarrassing for Drew Carey. Absolutely. So CBS is saying that prizes are determined in advance of the show and they're not decided based on the contestants. But I think if you are talking about someone who is in a wheelchair, the idea of even if they dropped the treadmill off and just said you're winning a sauna, I mean, she would never have known there was a treadmill as well. It would have saved some of the embarrassment.
Yeah, but maybe she might be able to use the sauna, but
I wonder, how did she react? Did she have a joke on herself?
Look, she was excited that she'd won, but I think later, after the excitement sort of eases down, she's thinking, well, I suppose you can always sell the treadmill.
Was it an expensive treadmill?
Couple of grand. She can probably sell it. So she's done okay. I think it was valued at a tick over
$3,000. Well, with that.
Put Drew Carey in a very difficult position, given it wasn't so long back on that US version, they pulled the wrong price tag off and had to give the girl the car.
They revealed
the price without even knowing what she'd done. She pulled it off unawares to him, and the next second he's realised you've just told her what the winning price is.
Oh, good.
How did Drew Carey handle it on air?
Oh, he was all right, but they were all, you could tell they were all a bit sheepish, given, they're so PC in the US around these sorts of things. It was a very difficult situation for him.
It would be.
So they reckon they determine the prices in advance, and that is that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think I would have liked to have seen the episode. I'll Google it, actually.
Did you catch this as it happened, Stuart?
No, I didn't.
Were you watching it live,
I wasn't watching
Drew Carey?
The American
in the afternoon, were you?
No, later on. I watched it early in the morning.
He records it on Fox.
Now, here's a quick one before we go. It was International Midwives this week, and believe it or not, there are 37 of them in New South Wales who are men. Only 37. And the thing about it, this was one of them.
I think it's a very unique profession, and I think you have to have the right personality to do that. I don't think it's a job for every man to do, but it's not a job for every woman to do either. It's a very unique role.
He sounds like a fixer, doesn't he?
Was that a man?
He sounds like a fixer. Well, he's a midwife, a male. Yeah. There's 37 of them. Now, why are there so many obstetricians who are men, but midwives are mostly women?
Yes.
When they're broadly speaking involved with similar business.
Well, there was a show on the ABC recently, The Midwife. We watched it a couple of times.
Right, right.
They're all women.
I actually think 37
most obstetricians are men.
I think 37 is quite high. I'm surprised it's not lower.
Well, there's 37 male midwives, or mid-husbands, they probably should be, in New South Wales.
Yeah. Well, if you like children and you were maternal, and I think it would be a wonderful profession.
For some reason, though, I
really
think
that's the time to see them, when you can greet them and say goodbye to them.
But I think the people who are having the baby might prefer a woman. It might be dictated by the...
I know, but that's the point. But most of the obstetricians, if they have an obstetrician, they're a man.
Yeah, I can't explain.
No, fair enough. Look, I don't want to put you on the spot here, Todd. That's all.
I'm not thinking of becoming one.
No, just in close. Okay, very good.
Well, mainly because I can't get up out of this chair.
No, fair enough. You're going to have to get up in a second. Just quickly, can you give us a quick fixer before we finish here?
It's me. It's the fixer. The budget's here. I'm going to solve all of your riddles. Yes, it's me, the fixer.
That's Paul B. Kidd, Todd McKinney. That's our long lunch. Take care.
Brilliant.
Good luck with the glute.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye, Kyle. Always lovely to talk to you.
You too.
Cheers, mate.
Todd McKinney, our special guest, Paul B. Kidd. We'll hear him with George Moore tomorrow from 6. Thanks, Paulie.